Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. Let's read in Jeremiah 5:26-31. For among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that set snares. They set a trap, they catch men, as a cage is full of birds. So are their houses full of deceit. Therefore they have become great and waxen rich. They are waxen fat. They shine, yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless. Yet they prosper, and the right of the needy do they not judge. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end thereof? I've been talking about Ricky, and now today I wanted, that's that kind of a, that power that some people have when they're doing healing therapy, universal life source energy, and really it's of Satan, and it's being practiced in some hospitals, many hospitals, and Dr. Oz recommends it. I want to talk about this man, Eric Tola. And he was born in 1948, that's the year I was married, so he's about 62 or 63. He was originally from Germany. He's a spiritual teacher and author and a public speaker, and he's German and Canadian, and he's a spirituality, psychology, and metaphysics person. And he's written two notable works, more than that really. In 1997 he wrote The Power of Now, and in 2005 he wrote A New Earth. I don't know if I've ever seen him, but I guess he was on Oprah Winfrey when she had this, and she's probably a great follower of hers. His name is Eric Tola, and he was born Ulrich Leonard Tola. He's a German-born Canadian spiritual teacher and best-selling author. He is the author of The Power of Now and A New Earth, which were written in English. In 2011, he was listed by the Watkins Review as the most spiritually influential person in the world. In 2008, a New York Times writer called Tola the most popular spiritual author in the United States. So if he is listed as one of the most spiritually influential people in the world, don't you think that you and I, who know the Word of God, who know Jesus as our Savior, we should know who this man is? And really, I don't really know who he is except by reading, and perhaps I've seen him and don't remember it because you see a lot of things. I would consider him to be a false prophet. I really would, and you can make your own judgment, but I really think he is a false prophet. And take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. This is what Deuteronomy 11:16-18a says. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, and there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest you perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore, shall you lay up these, my words, in your heart and in your soul. We have to lay up the Word of God in our heart and our soul, or we'll be taken over by false prophets. This man, Eric Tola, he was depressed for much of his life until he was 29, and then he had an inner transformation. Then he spent several years unemployed in a state of deep bliss before becoming a spiritual teacher. Later he moved to North America, where he began writing his first book, The Power of Now, which was published in 1997 and reached the New York Times bestseller list in 2000. Tola has lived in Vancouver, Canada for over 10 years. The Power of Now and The New Earth sold an estimated 3 million and 5 million copies. Alabama in 2008, approximately 35 million people participated in a series of 10 live webinars with TOA and television talk show personality Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey has a lot to answer for in this world. She is leading so many people astray, and as a child, I'm sure she knew what the true gospel was. Even though she talks about praying and all that, her God is something that comes out of and in her, and I think she gets it from this TOA. TOA's books and teaching have stimulated much commentary from theologians and journalists, and TOA is not identified with any particular religion, but his work has been influenced by a wide range of spiritual teachings. And everything spiritual is not godly. I used to think when people were called spiritual people that they were godly and knew Christ as Savior, but no, this word spiritual does not mean what it meant when I was a young girl. He was born with in Germany, and he described his childhood as unhappy, particularly his early childhood in Germany. His parents fought, and they finally got a divorce. And he used to play in the bombed-out places from World War II. And he was very depressed, and he had pain in his heart. At the age of 13, he moved to Spain to live with his father. Tola's father did not insist that he go to high school, so he sort of taught himself literature, astronomy, and language at home, and he was very bright. At the age of 19, he moved to England, and for 3 years taught German and Spanish in a London school for language studies. Troubled by depression, anxiety, and fear, he began searching for answers for his life. At age 22 or so, he decided to pursue this search by studying philosophy, psychology, and literature and enrolled in the University of London. After graduating with the highest marks in his class, he was offered a scholarship to do research at Cambridge University as a postgraduate student, and he was admitted there in 1977. One night in 1977, at the age of 29, after having suffered from long periods of suicidal depression, this false teacher, Tola, but he wasn't then, says he experienced an inner transformation. That night he awakened from his sleep, suffering from feelings of depression that were almost unbearable, but then experienced a life-changing epiphany. Recounting the experience, he said, "I couldn't live with myself any longer." And in this question arose within an answer, "Who is the I that cannot live with self? What is the self?" I felt drawn into a void I didn't know at the time, and what really happened was the mind-made self with its heaviness, its problems that lives between the unsatisfying power and the fearful future collapsed. It dissolved. The next morning I woke up and everything was so peaceful. The peace was there because there was no self, just a sense of presence or beingness, just observing and watching. Now, this, every man is born, and every woman, with the yearning to know God. And that's what our very inside of us wants. We want to know God. And we can find God through Jesus Christ, and we find Jesus Christ through the Word, the Scriptures. We find Jesus Christ through the Scriptures, and not just inside of ourselves. Isaiah 8:19 says, "And when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep, and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their God?" Yes. Isaiah 8:20 says, "To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it's because there is no light in them." This man, though he has all these things that his own self has made up from his own inner self, he is not speaking according to the word. So, Tola recalls going out for a walk in London the next morning and finding that everything was miraculously deeply peaceful. Even the traffic, the feeling continued, and he began to feel a strong underlying sense of peace in any situation. I believe this is a demonic thing. For a period of almost 2 years after this, he spent much of his time sitting in a state of deep bliss. If we all sat around in a state of deep bliss, we would go hungry and we'd all die. He'd sit on park benches in central London, watching the world go by. He stayed with friends in Buddhist monastery, otherwise slept on rough Hampstead Heath. His family, though thought him irresponsible, even insane, Tola changed his first name to Ulrich, from Ulrich to Erhard, by some reports in homage to the German philosophy and mystic. He was named after one man there. By other reports, he was drawn to the name coincidentally. We don't really know why he changed his name. After this period, former Cambridge students and people he had met by chance began to ask Tola about his beliefs. He began working as a counselor and spiritual teacher, and he got great followers, and he wrote his first book in 97. And he didn't have, only made 3,000 copies, and he would deliver them to bookstores himself. And then Oprah Winfrey in 2000 got a hold of this and recommended him in her magazine, and then he really hit to the top. In 2010, The Power of Now appeared on the list of the 10 best-selling paperbacks. All of this garbage, the spiritual garbage. In 2005, Torah published his third book, A New Earth, which assumed the number one position on the New York Times bestseller list. By the end of 2008, it reached the list for the 46th time. The high sale of New Earth in that year followed its selection by Oprah Winfrey for a book club. She has so much to answer for. She really does. Torah partnered with her to produce a series of sessions. And I told you about that before. The weekly webinar session included discussions between Torah and Winfrey's silent meditations and questions from viewers via Skype. Torah formed a company to sell products, teaching things about his teachings, and he made a lot of money. In 2009, he created a video called Eric Torah's TV. In 2009, Torah and Jim Carrey headlined the first conference of Global Alliance for Transformation and Entertainment. And then he appeared with the Dalai Lama and other speakers at the Vancouver Peace Summit. And he's just, he is really a far-out man, and people follow him. Jesus said, follow me, meaning Jesus. Torah writes in the introduction of his book, Stillness Speaks, a true spiritual teacher does not have anything to teach in the conventional sense of the word, does not have anything to give or add to you, such as in new information, beliefs, or rules of conduct. The only function of such a teacher is to help you remove that which separates you from the truth. Jesus said he was the truth. Torah here never mentions Jesus Christ, who is the truth, the life, and the way. Torah says in his book, The Power of Now, it's a restatement for our time and a one tireless spiritual teaching, the essence of all religion. He writes that religions have become so overlaid with extraneous matters that their spiritual substance has been almost completely obscured. Torah writes that the most significant thing that can happen to a human being is the separation process of thinking and awareness, and that awareness is the space in which thought exists. Torah says that the primary cause of unhappiness is never the situation, but your thoughts about it. I suppose we could say that if we didn't think about certain things, maybe we wouldn't get so upset. But we're supposed to keep our mind on Christ. And sometimes I get disturbed, and we must keep our mind centered on Him and not lean to our own understanding. Even some of the Catholic people are saying Torah is bringing them back to the mystic religions that they had earlier. Because we don't need a mystic religion. We need Jesus Christ and the power of His word in our lives to cast out all the things that bother us.
You've been listening to Just for Women.
I'm under God's care.
Word.
Are you?
Sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collinswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforthetoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. The announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
May the Lord strengthen you for all He's preparing for you this month and this week. Remember, the unknown is not unknown to Him.